the pomegranate. And then, but pomegranates weren't alone. Actually, next to the pomegranates, it says that there was some lily work. And we know in the Bible, lily signifies a life that is trusting in God.
Amen.
And it's very interesting. You know, I remember the ministry portion. The chain work, checker work symbolizes our intermixed situations. Right? We all have situations at work, in our family, our spouses, right? The ones who are married, our children. It's a checker work. It's very complicated. And you know, this portion of the ministry is not the life study of 1 Kings. I thought it was. It was under the portion related to Jacob. If you look at Jacob's life, wasn't it checker work? Very complicated. But the burden is for us to see in the middle of all of this difficult, complicated situation, there could be what? There could be the pomegranates. There could be the lily. And I was helped and reminded that, you know what this symbolizes? This symbolizes the lily and the bronze. The bronze is not I, and the lily is but Christ. Amen. So when we're faced with all of these complicated situations, and all of us, we have a complicated situation, Amen. What is our response? You know, I was helped even from this Memorial Day conference, right? We need to have light Amen. To see that the Lord brings us to different situations. And we shouldn't blame the people or the environment. But we need to realize that everything we pass through has one purpose. That God's life would be released. And His life would be expressed. And that's what you see when you see the pillars. There's such an expression of the abundance of life. But brothers and sisters, what is our reaction when we go through these complicated situations? I have to admit, sometimes it's just to complain. To murmur or try to escape, right? But if we could just be reminded, right, when we face a situation, right, not I, oh Lord, right? When we call, oh Lord, that means not I, but Christ. And then in this way, we could continue to enjoy the all-inclusive Christ so that there could be the pomegranates and the lilies as the expression in the church life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What a message. I was telling my wife, you need some numbers here. You know, the pomegranates, well, the Bible talks about three different kinds of love. Actually, love in Greek have four different meanings. Right?
Yes.
Agape, philia, eros, and another one. Right? But the Bible talks about the natural love and also the agape and the brotherly love, right? And I was reading day six, right? The people that don't believe in God, atheists or unbelievers, have this natural love. We're all born with this natural love, right? But when we receive the Lord, when we're born again, we receive the divine love, right? Actually, the divine love is the agape love. However, what we do in the church life is that what we express is basically the brotherly love, right? And I'm trying to express myself about that. But what I'm trying to say is that, you see, this natural love brings a lot of problems. It's not eternal, it's conditional, right? But when we receive the Lord, we become the pomegranates, right? We are the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Now, we are the fullness. Some people think that we're not the fullness yet because we're immature. The church is not ready. But we're still the fullness. A baby grows with all his 10 fingers and 10 toes, and it needs to grow as he eats properly, right? We need to grow also and eat properly, mm-hmm. the Lord Jesus. So we need to see that this in day six, it says this. Look, it says, The great war rendered brotherly love is Philadelphia, composed of filial, they have affection for. And Adelphos, a brother, hence brotherly affection, a love characterized by divine pressure. In godliness, which is expression of God, this love needs to be supplied for the brotherhood. Now, it says here that the Greek word for love in 2 Peter 1:7 is agape, the word used in the New Testament for the divine love, which God is in his nature. It is nobler than filial. So the filial love is not the same as the agape love. The filial love needs to be developed, it says here.
Yes. Amen.
Right? So, how do we develop this? Is it eating the Lord every day? Open the Word? Repenting? You know? And confessing? You know? And loving the Lord? Enjoying the Lord? You know, this love is and growing together, right? So, we need to really develop this filial love. Because the love in John 3:16 is the agape love. That's the love, the agape that we need to be developed, right? This love needs to be developed so I can love. No, I don't need to love you just with the filial love. Well, we're brotherly love in Philadelphia, but I need to develop this love as the agape love.
Amen.
And that's not that simple. It takes a while. It takes a lot of time. It's not easy, right? So this shows here that this brotherly love needs to grow so I can love him.
No, with
my love, my natural love is gone. My natural love, like I said many times, with my wife is gone a long time. When we got married, we married with our natural love. That's gone. But now we have this brotherly love and the agape love is still in us. We might not be the fullness, but we're growing to be the fullness of the fullness because Jesus is the fullness.
Amen.
Also, we are the fullness, but we're growing to become the fullness of God.
Amen.
This week is really encouraging us.
Yes.
Because Land of Pomegranates is picturing a church life that is full of life. All of us, saturated with life, expressing life. It's a beautiful picture for this week's messages. Because in order to become Land of Pomegranate, we need to experience quit. Quit is burial of our old man. We need to experience bodily resurrections, and we need to experience wine. Wine is transformation, it's a process from our natural become wine to become enjoyable to God and enjoyable to man. And then mention again is in the fig trees. Fig is symbolizing the kingdom of God. So we live in the kingdom of God, and then experiencing all the items, and we become the land of pomegranates. Because in the kingdom of God, we will submit to God's authority. We live under ruling of God, and then we saturated with God, growing in God, and expressing God. And our living, is like Brother Sister is mentions, is full of divine and humanity. That is the pomegranate under the ropes, and the bell, golden bell, is the word of God already written in our hearts.
Yes,
it's,
amen.
Golden, it's bell, it's talking to us. So our life in our Christian life is our Christian life in our church life. We are not judging the others. It's under bronze.
Yes.
We are living in complicated situations. Brothers and sisters, church life, everybody are sick men, sick people, including me. If we are not sick, we are not coming here. Only sick people come to the church life to get healing from God.
Yes.
And in this complicated situation, we live as a lily life.
Amen.
We relying on God. We don't judge the others.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, and Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. This is not beautiful, brothers and sisters. It's beautiful church life. And then mentioning the Song of Songs, our cheeks become like pomegranate. It's red. It's beautiful. Behind the veil. And in this garden, it's a lot of nuts. Nuts is seed for life. It's also, there is a vine. Vine is green and red. And then pomegranate is red, full of life. And also spikenard, right? Spikenard is purple, is majesty. Oh, it's glory. It's under God's under God's sovereignty. It's not that good, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
The pictures here, if we are experiencing Christ, experiencing God in our everyday life, we will become a garden, beautiful garden, that people will see and enjoying the Lord. At the end, everybody will live a godliness that is in Colossians, become forbearance, become easygoing in the church life. Praise the Lord!
Yeah.
It's a beautiful picture. And we need to become the land of pomegranates. We need to enjoy the Lord as the source of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, this week is just so rich, right?
Yes.
And I really appreciate this ministry, right?
Yes.
Without this, you know, open up to us. We're just like, okay, well, here's a picture, right? That's it. But this is like open up so much of the riches, you know, the spiritual riches to us. I feel like, God really likes pomegranate, right? You know, on the priest's robe, there's pomegranate, right? It was like a 200, right? Something like that. You know, and also intermingled with the bells and golden bells, right? Brothers and sisters already shared. And also on the bronze, the pillar, right? There's pomegranate, right? And on the, in the Song of Songs, right, when the groom was saying, right, to the Shulamite, saying, your cheeks is like a pomegranate, right? And also the shoots of pomegranate, right?
Yes.
So, this must be, such a full of meaning, right?
Amen.
That God is looking for pomegranate.
Amen.
So today, Christ himself is already a pomegranate. Right?
Amen.
He is the first sample. He's the first fruit. But he is also making, right, his body a pomegranate. Amen. So we need to be the expression. Actually, in the spring, my wife and I, we were thinking about planting some fruit trees in our garden, right? So we were first thought about pomegranate. But then we looked it up, in our climate, maybe it's not that suitable, because it may actually die off in the winter. So we gave up that idea. But I really like pomegranate, you know? Now I know. This must be from the Lord, you know? The Lord is just so much like the pomegranate. Actually, I did some search. The pomegranate is actually the fruit which has the most condensed seeds. Right? Because when you open it up, right, it's the most condensed. Now, in terms of number of seeds, maybe watermelon could have more. But in the sheer volume, pomegranate actually has the most seeds. And actually, one fruit can be as much as 1,400 seeds. You know, next time when I get one from Costco, I actually, we'll start counting it. Just like what Peter was sharing further, you know. And next time when I enjoy the pomegranate, I'll have a fresh new revelation.
Hey, amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. You know, this is actually my goal, right? You know, I think actually God's goal, and also it needs to become my goal. Because, our goal needs to grow in the abundance of life, right?
Amen.
You know, when we're actually first in the church life, we probably, seeing many different things. Our goals may be different. Sometimes could be our work, right? Even our desire, our zealot, our zeal for the Lord. We may want to preach gospel. We want to, shepherding. All this is good. But this needs to be a flow out of our inner life.
Amen.
Right? I mean, if we just do it in our way, it may benefit a little when you save someone, but it doesn't benefit ourselves, right? You know, this is not what the Lord eventually wants. He wants us, all of us, to grow in life and actually expressing life. And actually all these very much details, right? Talking about pomegranate, because of out of time. So
yes.
I just feel like, oh Lord, this needs to be our goal, being my goal of my church life. Oh Lord, I need to really grow in life.
Amen.
Man, with the Peter's, right? The first Peter, right? This is our progression of life, right?
Yes.
Eventually grow this agape life, love. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Just like brother say, we should appreciate this ministry.
Amen.
This is really the masterpiece. If you do the Bible study, this is the best.
Amen.
Not only for us, is for the, all the Christianity. They cannot come to this conclusion. You know, this pomegranate only mentioned in the Old Testament, not in the New Testament. But this ministry put all together. Wow, wow, wow. If you went to the seminar, you take 4 years, then maybe you can get a discount paper. But how rich is our ministry? One of the 12. Oh, wow. Amen. I just be simple, okay?
Amen.
Pomegranate come to the Old Testament 25 times. We all mention in this verse. All the Roman number, they put all together. I encourage you this. Brother and sister, if you get a chance, should go to join the FTDA. Amen. Oh, this is best Bible study in the whole world. Wow. 25 times. But the most of the time, they talk in the 6th time. Where? Son of the Son. Son of the Son, you see, we all mentioning here, start from the chapter 4. Verse 3:13. We read it as a week. And the Son of the Son starts from the chapter 6:7-11. And the Son of the Son, chapter 7:12. The last one, Son of the Son, 8:2. Wow, 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 wow. Talk many times, 6 times. That means they have God have a burden review. But nobody knows this secret. Only this ministry. They have a strong burden. Let us know. I encourage the young men, go to the training. Hallelujah. I'll be simple. You see, when the 11th Son of the Saint, chapter 7, he taught, I went down to the orchard of nuts and to see the freshness of the valley, to see the weather, the wine, and the body. Whether the pomegranates will in bloom. Amen? During that time, you see, I went down. He said only the bridegroom alone. I went down to see the pomegranate. He wanted to see those in his garden, only he alone. But come to the sea, let us rise up. The chapter 7, you see how the Solomon answered that question. Let us rise up early for the vineyard. Now, this time, he taught, let us. In the Derby, he said, we. You see, that's a Sulamite give a consecration.
Amen.
He said, I won't go with my bridegroom. Not only you alone. I went down the garden. The Sulamite, I won't go with. I won't go right.
Amen.
Let us rise up. He said, we. This is a corporal. That means that time, the bride, one with the bridegroom.
Amen.
He said, let us see. Let us see the wine and the body. And the body. And the bronson is open. And if pomegranate are in the broom. Last one, very important.
Amen.
Consecration. There I will give you my love.
Amen.
Wow, you relate this one to the New Testament. What did Peter say? You know, first time when Jesus resurrected, he asked Peter, the last of the chapter, Gospel John, he said, do you love me more than this? He used the word, love, that verse. Agapao is not agape. Agape is none. Then he asked second time, do you love me more than this? Agapao. He continues to speak, taught the divine love. What means that love? You love the sinner. God so loved the world. That's the thing, that agape love. He used the verb. Peter is shame. He cannot answer that question. He said, Lord, I cannot do the agape, love the sinner. I cannot do. But I phileo. He is the phileo, that word. That means I only can, because you're lovely, you're friendly, I can be that love. how Jesus answered, feed my land, shepherd my... You see, during the last... Song of the Song, he said, there I will give my love. You see that time of the consecrate? I will give my love. That's a relate to that love. I want one with your work. I will go to the farm. I will go to the garden. I will walk with you. That's the birth.
Amen. Amen.
I am also really touched that, by the picture of the rope, that with the pomegranate and the golden bell and the pomegranate. You see this picture in the rope, signifying that a proper church life, right, has those two things. Amen. We always hear these little tinkling sounds as a divine sounding, as a warning to us through the saint speaking.
Amen.
On the other hand, it's not just that, because if it's only about warning, and there might be a lot of criticism, and a lot of judging, and a lot of gossiping, but I'm touched that there is the pomegranate in between those golden bells.
Yes.
Those pomegranates are made by linen, so it's like, it's the God's fullness of life, signify, and within our humanity. It's such a picture that, you know, we are expressing God, expressing Christ, and we will become a pomegranate. Within the church life, we will be those pomegranate that expresses Christ, all the virtues of Christ. And also in day six, it talks about, like, if we were to become a pomegranate, if we were to bear those kind of fruit, it actually starts as a seed. And the seed of faith were sown into us. And it grows, it multiplies, it abounds into a fruit, into those, all these virtues, including, well, a lot of those, to life, to godliness. I think there were also like, where were they? I think I'll have to read 2 Peter 1. Second Peter 1, it says, life, godliness through the full knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and virtue. And it includes the diligence, faith, virtue, self-control, endurance, godliness, brotherly love, and in brotherly love, love. And in another verse, in Galatians, it also speaks about the fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians 5:22, it says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So really, when we allow the seed to grow in us, to abound and to multiply in us, the result and the outcome are those fruits. We become the pomegranate in the church life. And I remember on Friday in our home meeting, we talk about that we will be the good earth, allow this seed to grow, allow this life to be expressed through us.
Amen.
Amen.
I think we all have this aspiration to grow and to come to maturity.
Amen.
It's not hard to imagine or see a boy is trying to step into father's shoes, right? Or girls trying to try on mother's dress, because there's a certain kind of aspiration in them to grow and to become mature. It's also very real, I think, we are still pretty far from that, you know, individually or corporately. But we have this hope because 2 Peter chapter 1 told us that this everything related to life and the garden has already granted us. We just need to have the patience to let it grow as long as we remain in this good land, right? Mm-hmm. And not trying to do anything non-organic way to help it grow, as long as we remain taking it root downward through bear upward.
Amen.
And I was very touched by, I would like to give a short testimony, my failure testimony this morning to show you how we are still very short, I'm not sure. But day four mentioned about this 96 pomegranates, right? It is exposed in the open air. And that it actually signifies let me read it. The expression of the riches of the of life is eternally complete in resurrection and in the spirit. We are not eternally complete yet, but we need to learn how to be resurrection. What my very good testimony is, this morning there's a mother, first time come to our meeting hall, brought her 2 years old daughter, and Ping and I, we help her to go to the children's room. And Ping trying to help her to, I think that the daughter is very, is not very shy. He's pretty willing to stay without the mother. So Ping trying to ask the mother her number. And I was just right away responding, oh, I have her number. But the Lord would, you know, remind me as a golden bell. It's a knee, you say you know.
Golden bell.
Because the burden is, you know, the teachers can have her number. So it's, anything happen, the teacher can call the mother. Yeah, I want to say is, you know, we are still far away from eternally complete. But we, you know, we need to experience this four hidden pomegranates.
Amen.
This expression, rich expression, is not self-display.
Amen.
This is a very spontaneous life expression. When
Amen.
You mature to that degree,
right.
That will be that kind of expression.
Yes. Yeah.
We need to, you know, it doesn't mean we, whatever we know, we say we don't know, or we don't say it. That is self-imposed loadings. Uh-huh. But we need to, whatever we do, we say, we are in resurrection.
Amen.
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 I really enjoy last night's young people send off meeting, and when we saw the video, the pictures of all young people, they started from a little kid, like babies in the church life, and now they grow like 5 years old, 6 years old, they baptize and then become teenager, and now they graduate from high school and they're ready for the next page of the life. I really touched because when I saw that picture and videos, I really realized when we look back, how precious our life be with the saints.
Amen.
Yeah, if when we see the picture, there's you can't find yourself in the picture. You'll feel very regret. Mm-hmm. And also, I realized, you know, sometimes when you easily get something, maybe you're not, you know, really treasuring it.
Mm-hmm.
We're so easy to have a good church life. Sometimes we're not treasure it. But when we sometimes when you move to another place, you don't have this life anymore. When you look back, you will think, oh, why I should participate more?
Mm-hmm.
Why enjoy more, you know, with the saints to have this life?
Mm-hmm.
So when we have this chance, we still have this good church life. We really should cherish it.
Amen.
Learn to cherish it. And also, I also see the parents when they stand up to a testimony about their children. I really can tell each parent's heart toward the kids. Yeah, if each parent's heart toward the kids is so tender, so loved, they really want to pour all their love, you know, to give all the best things to their kids.
Yeah.
How about our Heavenly Father?
Amen.
Yeah, He really, really want to give the best to us.
That's right.
no, we really need to know our father's heart and be a good kid to him. Mm-hmm. And also, I see the pomegranate, each seed, you know, if each seed is not good, you know, it's not beautiful, it's not tasty, we are that seed. So how we grow, how we become mature in life, it really matters to the whole pomegranate.
Right.
Yeah, if the life is bountiful, then each seed matters. So we really want to grow in life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Time for one or two. This week, the land of pomegranates, actually, is really a continuation from week 8 last week. If you remember the topic of last week, it's experiencing, enjoying of the all-inclusive Christ as a good land, a land in which we do not lack anything. So once we fully enjoy this good land, spontaneously the outcome will be a pomegranate. And I remember Brother Ed, he used the illustration that, you know, he grew up in America, he partake a lot of American food, so he is a fullness of America. You know, this is so true because I just experienced this, that we just went back to Asia and then for a month, and on our way back to U.S., we stopped in Japan for a week, and then after I came back, my brother told me that you look young. And I just realized that, oh, because I have the fullness of Japanese food. You know, Japan is a country that the people, they have relatively long lifespan, right? I guess because they have a lot of sushi, right? A lot of ramen. It's kind of food is more, it's like less salt. This is, I partake a lot of this kind of food, so I have this kind of expression, right? So same here, that if we partake all the riches in this good land, spontaneously will become the pomegranates, the fullness of this divine life.
Amen.
So Sister also, and also Brother Ricky mentioned yesterday that Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit means results, right? The outcome of the Spirit. The Spirit today is the good link today within us. So once we enjoy Spirit, exercise Spirit, labor on this good link, the outcome, the fruit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. And also in 2 Peter 1:6-8, also the fruit is endurance, godliness, brotherly love, and love. And Ricky mentioned yesterday that godliness is God manifested in flesh.
Right.
So this is the fruit. Once we enjoy all the things in a good land, our result will be God manifested in flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Minchin brought it up that there's so many pomegranates, right, in Old Testament, and God loves pomegranates because it's on His heart. He wants to get a group of people that can properly express Him.
Amen.
On our end, our daily life, what should we do, right? How do we cooperate with our God to become pomegranates? In this message, Brother mentioned that we really need to emphasize our prayer. We need to pray to see His vision. You know, in Romans 1, it says, it's point to undersee. If we see the vision of His all-inclusiveness and extensiveness of Christ, we will concentrate our whole being on Christ, and He will fill and saturate us. So this week I just pray that, Lord, just open my eyes to see the need we need to become pomegranates.
Right.
And there He showed us how to become a pomegranate, and how do we become pomegranate. Actually, it's last week, in a conclusion, Brother D mentioned that we need to pray that the Lord strengthen our faith to enter into the good land, which is now linger outside the good land.
Right.
Because without experiencing all these riches, we cannot become the fullness of life. Without eating all this Japanese food, I cannot become the fullness of Japanese food, right? So we need to have this kind of faith to enter into this good land. And then the Lord is faithful. Once we partake all these riches, He can develop, establish, you know, we can see the progress, right? 2 Peter chapter 1.
Amen.
We will, from the seed of faith, gradually will become the fruit of love and godliness. But this week I also got reminded that, you know, all of these virtues is from the Lord, and it's uplifted human nature, uplifted human nature, and it's not for us to imitate. Actually, we need to experience this, and these virtues will be spontaneously developed. But
Amen.
On the other hand, this will be our indication to help us to see if we are really enjoy the good land or not. Because this week I just got reminded that, you know, when I was preparing this content, the Lord used Song of Songs chapter 7 verse 12 that Brother Joseph mentioned. It says, "Let us rise up early for the vineyard. Let us see if the vine has budded. If the blossom is open, if the pomegranates are in bloom, there I will give you my love." First of all, it's "let us." It's we.
I was
reminded that, are you alone preparing this message? Oh, you are with me. Because we need to be one with the Lord in every service, in every work we do in the church. And that is for Him, not for myself. And also, it says, "There I will give you my love." In this work, in this preparation, is there any love? You know, the Lord reminds me that I do this, I do that. It's not because some brother assigned me to do this. It's because we love the Lord.
Amen.
There I will give you my love, signifies in the midst of the work, in the midst of every service,
Amen.
The center, the source should be the love toward the Lord.
Amen.
So the Lord just reminds me that, yes, there I just lack of this kind of divine love. And this truly is an indication that, yes, there's a lack for me to labor on this good land. There's a lack for me to experience the Lord day by day. So, amen. Praise the Lord for the good land. And praise the Lord that He already planted seed into us as a faith. So, in conclusion, I just pray that we will be those who can pray to see this vision and to enjoy the good land and to live by faith and even to become the pillar of the church so that the Lord's heart desire can be fulfilled. He can gain the good of people, become pomegranates, become the fullness of his life, that the life can match him so that he can come back and to marry us.
Amen.
Sorry, I need to add one more point. Actually, I was going to do it before the conclusion, but there was one point I think I was also very touched. To really have the growth in life, we need to be willing to come under the restriction.
Right.
This was actually brought out in many places in this message, right? You know, abundance of life doesn't come.
Amen.
Just with a free growth, right? We all know, right? To actually have a fruit tree which really grows abundance fruit, you actually need to trim it, right?
Right.
Amen. And actually here, it really, in day one, it talks about, you know, a lot of time, we need to really be under the, you know, constriction or restriction under his love, right?
Amen.
And Paul was mentioning he was just constrained by the love of Christ.
Amen.
Actually here, I really enjoy it. Maybe I'll just read it. It says, as objects of this divine love, we spontaneously come under a certain control or ruling. Before we begin to love the Lord Jesus, we're free to do whatever we wanted. But the more we say, Lord Jesus, I love you, the less freedom we have. Before we began to love the Lord Jesus, we did not sense this ruling or restriction. We could mistreat people or engage in worldly entertainment without any sense of inward restriction. But as those who love the Lord Jesus, we have come under his rule. This rule is not harsh. On the contrary, it is sweet and pleasant. Because of the pleasantness of the Lord, our Lord's rule in us, we do not care even to speak a vain word or to have a thought that is displeasing to him.
Right.
We're ruled and restricted to the uttermost in the sweetness of love.
Yeah.
This is the kingdom of the Son of his love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Actually, later it also mentioned about, I think Shepherd also mentioned this, right? The position of the pomegranate is on the pillar, right? It is in this wreath of, right, checkerworks and what is the other the chain works, right? Wreath of chain works and the check works. These are all the complicated situations. So do not be afraid. And a lot of times our natural response under complex situations is we just want to flee, right? We want to just, okay, I don't want to deal with this. I cannot deal with this. Yes, we cannot deal with this. But this abundance in life can deal with all the complicated situations.
Amen.
Right? Actually, yesterday, Ricky was also pointing out, you know, in church life, I mean, sometimes he went somewhere, saints will actually talk to him, oh, there's this problem, that problem. Yes, always going to be a problem. If there's a human being, there's a problem. Because we're all fallen, right? If we're all, you know, in this abundance life, there will be no problem, right? In Christ, there's no problem. So do not be afraid of problems. Say, you know, just bring to the prayer.
Amen.
And actually just pray to the Lord. Say, Lord, I love you.
Amen.
I trust in you. Lord, you're the resurrection life, right?
Amen.
Because there's a shoots of pomegranate, right?
Amen.
From the ground. So we just need to trust in him.
Amen.
Amen. And all these constriction or restriction, whatever, is actually good for us, right?
Amen.
It actually causes us to grow more abundantly. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for speaking.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, that we are pomegranates.
Amen.
Oh, make us a pomegranate mature.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for speaking today.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, we love you, Lord.
Amen.
So we pray for all the parents.
Amen.
Especially for all the fathers that can receive you.
Amen.
We want everybody to be saved.
Amen.
Come to the full knowledge of you.
Amen.
I'll give the Father the spirit of wisdom and revelation to raise the new generation.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, so they will never depart from you.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for this ministry.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. Reveal the truth to us.
Amen.
Oh, not just knowing it.
Amen.
Oh, but we can experience what we know.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for
for the church life here.
Amen.
Lord, we just give it back to you.
Amen.
Continue to encourage us to go on.
Amen.
Give you this coming week to you.
Amen.
Give you this afternoon's gospel preaching to you.
Amen.
Lord, we just pray you will be magnified.
Amen.
Oh, through the saints.
Amen.
In their daily living.
Amen.
Oh, just enrich our experience of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Cause us to experience you deeper.
Amen.
The richness of abundance of life.
Amen.
Oh, that we can also becoming, the expression of your life.
Amen.
Lord, gain your church as the pomegranate.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, with the golden bell.
Amen.
Oh, full of your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We pray for your expression, Lord.
Amen.
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 Help, we need to set up for Bible camp, which starts this week. If we could just stack the chairs.